Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the MJH Experience with co-host Dolly Miller Brennan.
Produced by CommunicationCreations.com.
point of saying stereo, music in stereo. Well, if you're listening to this on the new podcast channel, well, of course you're going to hear it in stereo because we're good like that. But if you're still, we're doing simulcast basically right now. So this is going to be, this is being pre-recorded and will be put on Blog Talk Radio later. It's being recorded as a podcast and we're going to upload it to Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, the reason I mentioned this in stereo is because Blog Talk Radio, if you're listening to it on BTR, it's not in stereo. It's monophonic, which means it's one channel. So even though you have two speakers, if you have headphones or speakers or whatever you have left and right, you're hearing the same thing, just like AM radio, amplitude modulation instead of frequency modulation. That's basically how it's set up. So you have monophonic, which is one channel, stereophonic, which is two channels, quadraphonic, which is four channels. So you have left, right, back, and front, and then you have surround sound, which is actually, it's supposed to be five channels, but it's actually only four, because with surround sound, you have that one center speaker, and the center speaker is actually your left channel, but it's centered, so you feel like it's all around you, and that shit actually gives me a headache. And then there's, crap, I lost my train of thought. But anyway, to get back to the Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, we're going to be doing stuff in stereo now. I mean, it's like, this is like going back into the days of actual AM radio transforming to FM. Yeah, we're going to do things like that. The only thing is, with callers coming in and, you know, like actually doing podcasts with other people, there are several ways to do that. I'm capable of doing all of them, but I have some people on the show who they know how to use computers and stuff like that, but they're not exactly technologically savvy. So I think if I try to introduce them to things like Ventrilo, I don't know, it's not difficult, but we're going to have to figure out a way to do conversations and stuff. Because, I mean, it's easy for me to do a podcast from my end, but having other people call in and, you know, like I said, like have discussions and have people call in at random and stuff like that, it can be done. It can be done, but not as easily as with Blog Talk Radio. So we might do some conversations on Blog Talk Radio and then upload them to the podcast and upload the whole podcast back to Blog Talk Radio. And I don't know what we're going to do. I really don't. I'm just winging it for right now. So you know what? Here's some more music in stereo.
All my life I never stopped to worry about a thing. Hoping
far. This is actually the first podcast I've done from scratch in quite some time, so I'm actually reacquainting myself with this procedure here. But anyway, now to get to the real stuff. Stuff flying around the web, Facebook, Twitter, you know, the conversations we've had on the Blog Talk Radio, Obama's agenda and, you know, the hidden agenda of the government and, you know, the collapse of the economy and all this other stuff. I mean, it's like, I don't know how to put it, man, it like needs to be addressed, but I am just so tired of thinking about it, talking about it and stuff like that. I mean, it's just like, man, it's just such a burden. And I mean, it's like, we got to do something about it. We do. Because, you know, everybody's, well, not everybody, but people are comparing our economy right now to the collapse of the Greek economy here recently. You know, I think that was about a year ago almost. And, you know, it's like, that's not going to happen to America. Okay. People stop worrying. Okay. But all this stuff you hear on the media, And you know, they're telling you how bad the economy is. It is, but the reason it is because you keep listening to that garbage that you see on CNN and the nightly news and stuff like that. And, I mean, I know that's the way a lot of people stay informed about stuff, but you got to stop believing that, okay? What you got to do is, okay, number one, well, actually, it's really simple. Do your part, okay? Work. Do whatever you can, okay? That's number one. Number two is spend money. And I know it's hard to do that. You know, right now you're saying, well, I need to save every penny I have because I don't know what's going to go. I don't know what's going to happen next week, next month, next year, in the next 2 years. And, well, that's part of what's constipating the economy. And, you know, to individuals who are supporting a family or even just themselves at this point, I'm not really talking to you there, but I'm talking to businesses and, you know, corporations. Okay, spend money, invest, banks loan money, you know. Banks are afraid to loan money, but because it's going to hurt their capital. You see, what it is if you buy a house, if you bought a house 5 years ago and now you can't pay for it, well, that hurts the bank's capital if they have to close and foreclose on you and stuff like that. Okay, they'd rather you just pay your loan. But if you can't, well, they can't just write that off. Well, yes, they can, but that's what hurts the capital, and they don't want to do that, okay? So, anyway, these banks, they have a lot more control over things than you think, okay? They're not going to go out of business if they write off your mortgage, you know? They could just let you keep your house. You already paid your interest, okay? They already made their money. So they already made their money on the interest, okay? So the principal, say your house was $100,000 5 years ago. Well, everything you've been paying for the past 5 years has been interest to the bank. And that principal, okay, that's already been paid for because of other investments that the bank has you know, they use people's money. When you put your money in your checking or your savings account, they're using that money. That's how banks make money, okay, as well as loaning money out to make interest, okay? So they could write that off and not take a loss at all, you know? I mean, like, if you've only been paying for 2 months, yeah, they'd take a loss there. But if you've been paying for more than 5 years, you'd really have to get into each particular case. But if you've been paying for 5 or 10 years on your house, the bank's already made their money back. They wouldn't make a profit off of that, and it would ruin your credit rating. But the banks don't have to take your homes. They don't have to do that. So I'm not really sure where I'm going with this. This is where we need our guest, Larry Ballard. What do you think of this? And I'll edit that in later. Watch, I will. So I'll ask him about that later on another show when he's online, and then, you know, I'll edit that in. That's the beauty of podcasts. I can sound like an idiot, and they just fix it later. But I'm actually going to put this one out there. I don't care. This is actually like this is episode one, or this is blogcast one. There we go. I don't want to say podcast because this is a blogcast. It's not just a podcast. It's not just a Blog Talk Radio episode. This is a blogcast. This is me just running my fucking mouth. I'm very good at that, by the way. we got to schedule some guests. I mean, well, we have our guests scheduled, and they're on Blog Talk Radio, but on our podcast over here, we got to schedule some guests. We got to get some people over here. We got to get the Block Talk Radio people, Larry Ballard, Casper Sennett, Dolly, Miller Brennan, all of them. We got to get them over here. We got to show them how to do this because this is going to be awesome. And we're not going to be limited to half an hour. We can talk 24 hours a day if we want to, but I'm not going to do that because I got a job and I got to sleep and I like to drink beers and listen to music and do other stuff. But we're not going to be limited at all. All right, everybody. And one more thing. I want to keep this to a half an hour. So, you know, like I said, we're not limited. We're not going to be, but I want to keep this one to half an hour, this blog cast. But, yeah, about net neutrality. For those of you who don't know what net neutrality is where basically you can use the Internet freely. Okay. And tomorrow, I say tomorrow because I'm recording this on December 20th, 2010. But tomorrow, December 21st, 2010, they're going to vote in Congress about net neutrality and how cable companies and phone companies, wireless phone companies like Sprint and Comcast and whatever you have in your area, they're trying to like charge you. Well, actually, not charge you. They're charging you anyway, but charge websites to be able to be listed and be able to be accessed from them, your ISP, your internet service provider. And so, like, you guys have a Facebook page, that'll be fine. But if you want to make your own little bullshit blog, you know, like I got, yeah, they're going to want to charge you money so that when you go to access that site through Comcast, or, and I'm just using that for an example, I'm not saying them as specific, but say that's your ISP, they're, without net neutrality, they're going to be able to charge those websites to be listed. It's kind of like shelf space at a supermarket. You know, if you come up with a new brand of peanut butter, well, you know, to put your brand of peanut butter in between Jif and Spiffy peanut butter. Yeah, there's your brand of peanut butter. So, you know, you come up with a brand of peanut butter named Spiffy, and you want to put it on the shelf at a supermarket. Well, you got to pay that supermarket, that chain. You got to pay them to make room for your product. So, being Jif and Skippy have been around for years and years, and they got the money to pay for that shelf space. Well, they're going to stay on the shelf. You're a new guy. You came out with Spiffy peanut butter, and your peanut butter might be the best ever, okay? But unless you can afford to buy that shelf space, nobody's ever going to know about your peanut butter. Unless you can afford to advertise on TV and radio and newspaper and Internet, nobody's ever going to hear of your product. So we got to keep the Internet free, people. And there is a website called SaveTheInternet.com, and you can put your name on there. And you can tell Congress tomorrow to vote for net neutrality, which means protect the Internet for you, keep it free, and not just free as in monetary value, but free as in freedom of speech. You can put up a website. As long as it's legal, you can put it up, and it'll be there. People can Google it.
You have been listening to the MJH Experience on Blog Talk Radio.
Produced by CommunicationCreations.com.
Yeah, we're going to be making some changes here in format. We got to. We just have to. And the reason for that is because we want to make sure that everybody's voice is going to be heard. And we're going to do whatever we have to do. We don't know exactly how we're going to do that. We know we can do it. We just don't know exactly how. So, you know, things are going to be we're going to be experimenting with some different formats and stuff like that. It's going to be trial and error. But bear with us, man, because this is going to be great in the long run. All right? This is MJH. Peace. God bless. And I'm out of here. Everybody have a great day and an even greater day tomorrow.